أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، فمن حج البيت واعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما، ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. Here, with regard to this ayat, there is another very, very important point, and though it is very academic, but there are great lessons for us as ordinary public also to learn from here. With regard to Safa Marwa, Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, it is farad to make the Sa'i. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, it is wajib. And according to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, it is mustahab. So with regard to that, all they deduced from this ayat. Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he asked Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, this ayat says, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ يَتَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا, that there is no harm, no guna upon them to make a tawaf, to make the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. From there, he said, it is understood that if a person does not make it, it doesn't matter. In other words, it's not necessary to make it. If a person makes it, it is good. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, a lady, and she wasn't very advanced in her age. In her young age, she was a great, great jurist of Islam. She said, oh my nephew, you have understood the ayat wrongly. If it meant that it is no harm, it's not necessary to make tawab, the ayat should have been فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَلَّا يَطُوفَ. The ayat is أَن يَطَوَّفَ. أَلَّا يَطَوَّفَ, the ayat should have been. That means it would have meant that it is not necessary. If you do it, it is good. So we see the great understanding of the jurist of Islam and even of a lady, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Also, another point we should take note of here, that we know the masala of hijab and parda in Islam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she taught men also. And there were many other ladies who taught men also. Now many of us, and that is for a reason at that time, and with great conditions that is. But we just look at that one thing, that we know all the masala of hijab. That to hear the voice of a woman is also parda. It is not permissible. We all know that masala. But we take out some obscure thing and then we use that as a proof. That is not correct. We should see the deen as a whole. And we all know the deen, that in our deen, for a woman's voice is also parda. It's only when it is necessary, then do you hear the voice of a woman. But otherwise, the voice of a woman should not be heard also by a strange man. So we shouldn't take out obscure things and without understanding it properly, and we try and change the whole Sharia, the whole face of Sharia, we change it, that is completely wrong. So anyway, so this ayat refers to that though, and why was this ayat revealed in this way? Because the Ansar of Medina, they worshipped before Islam, they worshipped Manat and other idols. And these idols were placed on Safa and Marwa. So they found it awkward and hard. How are we going to make tawaf when there are idols on Safa and Marwa? We cannot make the tawaf of it when the idols are there. It appears as though, like the mushrikeen of Makkah, they are worshipping the idols. So Allah Ta'ala said, you are making the Safa Marwa because it's a command of Allah. Allah has given honor to Safa and Marwa. For that you are making. In spite of the idols that are there, you are making tawaf because the Safa Marwa, because it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. An example of that is given. If somebody asks a mufti, a masala, that there is a little bit of a najasat on his clothes, for example, which is a little bit like the amount that comes in the palm of a hand. So it is permissible to make namaz in that condition. Though of course that is not good a person without reason should wash off that napaki, but a little bit is permitted. So he asked that masala, and the Mufti tells him, no harm, you can make your namaz in that condition. So this no harm doesn't mean that no harm if you make your namaz. In other words, if you don't make your namaz also, no problem. It doesn't mean that at all. It means with that napaki, no harm, a little bit of napaki, when you are not in a position to clean it out, don't miss your namaz will be made with it. But when you can and you have the time, be properly clean. Remove all the napaki from your clothes, from your body. But in a certain condition, it is all right. So this does not mean that now it is permissible that you can make your namaz with napaki. And it does not mean you miss your namaz because you are traveling somewhere, some of your clothes got a little bit soiled, a little bit, which is permitted. So you can make your namaz. So just like that, with the idols there, you are not making the tawaf because of the idols. So therefore, it is permissible. For us, the lesson to take is to understand we can't understand this also. We can't fathom it. We must follow the jurist of Islam. We can't deduce the masail. We are not in a position to deduce masail from Quran Sharif nor from Hadith. That was the work of the Fuqaha, the great jurists, and they have done that. For us is to follow the Fuqaha. If we are Hanafis, we follow the Hanafi Mazhab. If we are Shafis, we follow the Shafi Mazhab. Whichever Mazhab we are following, we should follow that, and from this at least we should understand that we don't have the ability. For us to understand this also is not easy. We don't have the ability to deduce from Quran Sharif nor from Hadith. And the doors of Ijtihad to deduce from Quran and Hadith, those doors are closed. And with the four mazhabs, those are the one of the four mazhabs we must follow, whichever mazhab we are in. And we shouldn't go direct to Quran and Hadith and try and take out masail. Even for the ulama and the muftis of this time, it's not permissible for them also to take out masail from Quran and Hadith. These have been the doors of Ijtihad have been closed. So we must follow that which our imams have told us, what is in our madhab. That is the lesson that we should learn from this, the principle that comes out from this ayat. The doors of Ijtihad, of taking out masalas directly from Quran and Hadith, are closed. So we can't become mujtahid. And if we don't remain muqallid, that is follow the imams, then we are not muqallids also, and we can't become mujtahids also. So we are lost in between, we are nowhere. We are not mujtahids, we can't become. And we are no more muqallids, we thinking we are mujtahids. So we are not this side also, and we are not that side. The wise thing for us, even the ulama of our time, and of all subsequent times after the four imams, no Salafi can be guided right, and no one else who gives up the following of the imams. We will be lost in between. So this is also a great lesson we learn from here, that if we are Hanafis, be proper Hanafis, follow our Hanafi madhab. If we are Shafis, be proper Shafis and follow the Shafi madhab. We shouldn't try and become mujtahid, where we hardly can pronounce the word correctly, and we thinking that we can take out masalas. Unfortunately, there are many people who sit with the Quran. The Quran says this. This came in the Hadith. We got no knowledge of the whole of Deen. We got no knowledge of other ayats which appear to be contrary to this ayat. And what is the reconciliation between them? We got no ayat of Hadith, of other Hadith. One Hadith says this, the other Hadith says the opposite completely. How to reconcile between the two? We don't even know there are other Hadith. Where are we going to reconcile? We haven't got that knowledge, we haven't got that taqwa, we haven't got that fear of Allah. Where can, for us, the wise thing is, ready-made food has been presented to us, the Sharia, the our madhab. For us, the wise thing is just to follow. When we are invited to our da'wah, the food is ready. For us it is only to eat now. We don't have to go and buy the things and grow the things and then start cooking and then eat after that. Everything is ready for us. Just like that, our mazhab, our deen is ready for us. Now for us, we don't have to go and reinvent the wheel and reinvent the mazhab. It is done already. For us, it's just to make amal now. That is what we must do. But nafs and shaitan, it doesn't trust us to make amal. So we try and become big academics and big learned people and try and take out masalas that this is not necessary, that is not necessary, this is a weak hadith, that is a weak hadith, etc. That is all the plays of our nafs and shaitan on us to stop us from making amal. May Allah give us the proper understanding of our deen and to make amal on our deen in the correct way. وآخر دعوانا.